Time now for our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, and this week it's Shannon Thompson from the BSU women's basketball team, and congratulations, Shannon, on being named Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Great weekend for your team. First night ended up winning over Southwest Minnesota State University. Talk about the last 30 seconds of that game. You made a huge play. Walk us through that last 30 seconds.
We knew we had to get a stop on defense, so Sam did a good job of stealing the ball, and she tipped in the right place to me, and then I drove to the lane, got the foul, and made the basket.
It's nice to break that 10-game losing streak, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Talk about how much that helped your team go into the next night, knowing you had a tougher opponent on Saturday.
We had like good energy, and it brought over to the next game, and we lost on the last second shot, which was hard, but we played good and learned a lot of stuff during that game, and we'll bring it to this coming weekend.
With a losing streak like that towards the end of the season, how hard is it to kind of stay focused and try to get those wins every weekend?
We know that we don't want to give up, and we're still working hard for the seniors this year and to build ourselves and get better for every game.
Like you mentioned, ended up losing the next night against Minnesota State University. Walk us through the last seconds of that game.
We had the ball with a couple seconds left, and Melissa passed the ball to me with about 8 seconds left, and I made a three to tie it, 73-73, I think. And then number 22 from the other team dribbled the full court and did a pull-up jump shot and just made it with like a second left.
Is it harder to lose a game that close than, let's say, you know, to lose by 6 or 7 and know it's harder to get back into a game that late?
Yeah, it's hard to lose, especially when it was that close and we worked so hard and we improved a lot. But
how much has your team improved this season?
We've improved a lot. We aren't losing by 20 anymore, obviously, and the games are getting a lot closer, and we've been working hard in practice, and it's showing.
You have a pretty young team. How close have you girls gotten to know each other and to gel a little bit better towards the end of the season?
We all hang out all the time, and we're pretty much always together, and you never really see us apart, so it's good that we all really like each other on and off the court.
You wrap up the regular season this coming weekend, traveling to Upper Iowa and Winona State. Going into this weekend, what do you and your teammates hope to gain?
We want to get 2 wins and end this season on a positive note.
Postseason's out of the question, but are you thinking ahead and even thinking of next season as well?
Yeah, we're just really focusing on winning our 2 next games and our last games to give Colleen and Anna like a good time for their last 2 games, and we want to finish this season on a strong note to bring it for our next season.
You mentioned your 2 seniors. What has it been like to get to know Colleen and Anna and, like you said, send them out on a high note? What kind of leaders are they for you?
They're both positive leaders and always get the best out of everybody, and they're just really nice girls, so everybody really likes them.
You're from Rosemont. How did you end up at Bemidji State?
I really liked the campus, and just once I came here, I started liking it more, and I took a couple visits, and through AAU, my coach talked to Coach Kerfman, and I ended up in Bemidji, and I knew Emily was coming here too, and she is from Apple Valley, and that's where I went to school too. So it'd be fun playing with her since I never got to, and we live so close.
It's always nice when you know somebody who's going to the same school, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
What are you hoping to major in here at Bemidji State?
Physical education and health, and get my coaching certificate.
What's been your favorite thing about being at Bemidji State?
Probably making really good friends. Pretty much our whole team's really tight, and I love all of them.
Well, Shannon, good luck the rest of the way, and good luck this weekend against Upper Iowa and Winona State.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.